Alright, so today's episode is not a happy episode. I decided to dedicate this whole episode to the massive releases of yesterday. On yesterday's episode of the podcast, I mentioned the WrestleVotes tweet saying that there will be some releases. I really hoped that won't be the case, but it is the case, so I'm going to talk about the releases, and good luck, everyone. Remember, there isn't just WWE out there, so wherever you'll end up with, or wherever you'll end up in, it'll be okay. I'm kind of bummed, so it's a low-energy episode. Let's start.
Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the Wrestling Podcast.
So if you haven't heard, WWE released 18 wrestlers yesterday. Wrestling. But it's not the end of the world, so let's see. From the main roster, Keith Lee, Mia Yim, Nia Jax, Karrion Kross, Eva Marie, Lindsay Dorado, Gran Metalik, Harry Smith, and B-Fab. And from NXT, Scarlett Bordeaux, Ember Moon, Frankie Monet, Jessica Mea, Katrina Cortez, G-Trama, Oney Lorcan, Trey Baxter, and Zayda Ramir all have been let go yesterday. Now, Keith Lee, Keith Lee and Karrion Kross, okay? Two former NXT champions. Keith Lee held both the NXT and the North American Championship at the same time. Wow. Were they wasted on the main roster? Hell yes. It infuriates me because both men could go, both men have main event written all over them, even though I know Karrion Kross doesn't rub all the people the right way. Some people say he's boring, but I mean, he beat four other top main eventers in NXT to hold the title, and yes, his main roster start wasn't that good. Keith Lee had this amazing show-off against Roman Reigns at Survivor Series. Amazing show-off against Brock Lesnar in the Royal Rumble. And he beat Randy Orton on his main roster debut. How on earth do you screw up Keith Lee and Karrion Kross? Now, I'm not going to talk about... there's some reports saying that some of the people that were cut off were because they didn't want to get vaccinated, and it's a mandatory vaccine. Also, if you want to travel abroad or in some states in the United States, you must be fully vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, then you can't travel, then we don't need you. I understand that from a business point of view, from the company's point of view, but it sucks. And I'm not going to go into the rumors because nothing is certain. But rumor has it Karrion Kross was one of the people that were let go because he wasn't vaccinated. So that might explain it. But still, that sucks. Karrion Kross, Keith Lee, two former NXT champs. Come on. Oh, man. What a waste. What a waste. Keith Lee, one of the best big men out there. He could have been amazing in the main roster. Karrion Kross, like I said, not a lot of people or some people aren't a fan of his in-ring work. But, I mean, he looks like a star. He carries himself like a star. He's everything Vince wants from a main event guy. But I guess that's not enough. It sucks. maybe the most surprising one, or actually two most surprising main roster releases, Eva Marie and B-Fab. B-Fab was just called up to the main roster to SmackDown with Hydro. She added so much to the group, that came as a shocker. And Eva Marie also just returned to the WWE, put Doudrop over, and is gone now. But it seems that Eva Marie is totally fine with it, based on her Twitter and Instagram, because she's shooting a movie, and dare I say, she really didn't care much about the wrestling after her comeback. But yeah, two big surprises, Eva Marie and B-Fab. And also, you know, Mia Yim has yet to re-debut on the main roster. She was a part of Retribution. Then she stayed at home with Keith Lee, her fiancé, maybe even husband already. And it makes sense if you release Keith Lee to release Mia. But it sucks to be released as a couple. And she's one of the best women wrestlers. And she didn't really have any chance to shine on the main roster. And she was drafted to Raw and she didn't even debut or re-debut on Raw. For her to show her potential. Lince Dorado, Gran Metalik, two great high flyers. Harry Smith just re-signed with the WWE and released, I think even quicker than Eva Marie was signed and released. So yeah, firing sucks. What comes is, you know, maybe I talked about surprising regarding Eva Marie and B-Fab. That's because of their short time. But what's most surprising is Nia Jax, who everyone thought is untouchable because she's related to The Rock. And she was great on Total Divas. And she has crossover appeal. But nope. She got fired as well. Some say she's unsafe in the ring. Others say that during her last run, she didn't really improve her in-ring abilities as well. So, yeah, but I was kind of shocked to read her name and see her let go. Former women's champ, Nia Jax. Now, if you've listened to this podcast, you would already known that I'm a huge Frankie Monet, aka Taya Valkyrie, fan. I really rooted for her to win the NXT Women's title. And now she's gone. I mean, she was in WWE, in NXT, less than a year. She has all the experience in the world. Longest reigning Impact Knockouts champ. She has the looks, she has the in-ring skills, she has the mic ability, she has the charisma, and she's gone. And she has her husband in WWE, John Morrison. But now she's gone, and that sucks big time, because she's great, and I'm sure now she'll be back as Taya Valkyrie and tear up wherever she'll end up with. So good luck, Taya, and it sucks that you were fired. And also sucks to see Ember Moon getting released. One of the best women's wrestler in the world. She was in NXT putting out great matches, especially against Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler and Asuka. And then she moved on to the main roster where she got injured. And then after coming back from injury, she went back to NXT, formed a tag team with Shotzi, and Shotzi went to the main roster, Ember stayed in NXT, and it sucks. It sucks. One of the best wrestlers they had under contract, and now she's gone as well. Any promotion that will sign her will win. Will win a great wrestler, a great veteran, and good luck wherever you'll end up in Ember Moon. And, you know, the rest of the NXT roster, I mean, Scarlett Bordeaux didn't go to the main roster with her husband or fiancé, Karrion Kross. Now she's fired. She has already tweeted that the smoke show is back, that she can't wait to wrestle for the first time in over 2 years. I mean, yes, she was an active wrestler, maybe not the best of the women wrestlers, but she wrestled, and ever since she came to NXT, she didn't wrestle at all. She was just the manager of Karrion Kross. And it'll be fun to see her wrestle again. She even tweeted now that she can fulfill her dream match of a hardcore Brian Pendy's match. And I laughed a lot about it. Someone book it! Nah, I'm kidding. The Brian Pendy's matches era is over. Never want to see them again. Not today, and not in the past, and not in the future. But I found it to be a very funny tweet by her. Jessica Mea, well, if Frankie is gone, then Jesse makes sense now. I'm wondering what will happen with Robert Stone, as his brand is gone. Aliyah was called to the main roster, and Jessica Mea and Frankie Monet are gone. Katarina Cortez didn't really have a chance to see her potential. Same with Zayda Ramir. Never really got a chance to show what they can do. Same can be said about Jeet Rama as well, that was released. And Trey Baxter, who came with a lot of hype. But again, like almost everyone that got fired from NXT, didn't really show his true potential yet, which sucks. And Oni Lorcan, Beef Music. One of the best hard-hitting technical wrestlers they have. He can also teach and coach, and Oni Lorcan is great. And can't wait to see him back in the indies. What a loss to WWE. But it is what it is. Getting fired is never a good thing, but good stuff can happen from being fired. And the scenery, the wrestling scenery nowadays, is the land of opportunity. Unlike even 10 years ago, where you didn't really have a lot of choices. Now you can go to AEW, to Impact, to New Japan, to the indies, to the rebuilding ROH that will reopen in April. So I wish everyone that got fired the best of luck in getting rehired and showcasing their potential and proving everyone what they're worth. Good luck to all the people who were fired, and keep your heads up. It's not the end of the world. Alright, that's all the time. Sorry for the low energy. It's a bummer. It's not a good thing to get fired. And well, I promise to be more hyped and more energetic for the next episode. Subscribe, like, follow this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Go to linktree.com/15minute time limit. That's linktr.ee/15minute time limit to see all the podcasting platforms you can hear us, and share this link with a friend so they can hear this podcast as well. Good luck again to all of you who lost their job at WWE yesterday. It's not the end of the world. This is just the beginning. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.